Good afternoon. It is 1:31 p.m. on November 29th, 2023. I'm Randy Grisman, Chair of the Public Service Commission, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugenhoffert. Commissioner Fedorchak is on another project today, and has assured everyone that she will be reviewing the recording of this thoroughly, as well as anything that's filed, and will be part of the decision-making process, but can't be in for the informal today. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhoffert, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay, so this informal is case number PU-23-291. It's Terracom Incorporated. It's a designated eligible carrier application. We'll have everyone introduce themselves for the recording in the room, please.
Victor Shook, PSC staff.
Brian Johnson, PSC staff legal.
Carissa Swenson, Broadband Association of North Dakota.
And our guests coming in virtually.
Who do we? Good afternoon. This is Lance Steinhardt, the attorney for Terracom, Inc.
Are you going solo?
I have two representatives from the company also on the call here.
And do they care to introduce themselves, please?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, commissioners. Good afternoon. Israel? Can you hear? Oh, jeez. This happened last time. Ben? Can you hear them, Commissioner?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I hear Ben.
I can hear you.
Ben, go ahead and try again. I think we kind of over talked.
Apologies. My name is Ben Zerman, President of Operations, and excited to be here on this call.
What's your title, Ben?
President of Operations.
Okay. And did you say there was one more, Lance?
Yes, Israel Max.
Sorry, Israel is having some technical difficulties. He is trying to fix them right now.
Okay, and if he gets kind of rolling, because in a moment we'll turn it over to you and for a presentation. If Israel gets going, maybe you can just interrupt yourselves and have him get a shot at the microphone, so in case when that time comes that we know he's ready. The other thing I wanted to say before we start, though, this is an informal hearing, so it involves only undisputed issues. If we get into anything that is disputed, I will have to just wrap this up and issue a notice of hearing. The applicant goes first in these cases. And so, Lance, I'll turn it over to you, and you can turn it over to someone else or proceed.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I'll just make a brief statement. Terracom, Inc., DBA Maxtel, pursuant to Section 214(e)(2) of the Communications Act of 1934 and the rules of the FCC and the rules of Dakota Public Service Commission, including NDAC Section 6909-0512, is seeking designation as an ETC solely to provide lifeline services in the state of North Dakota. Terracom believes it meets all statutory and regulatory requirements for designation, both the state and federal rules. And we appreciate your time today, and you'll hear from a couple representatives from the company.
Okay.
First, I would introduce Israel Max. Well, Israel?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I don't hear you yet, so. I don't hear you back.
We hear you.
All right, that's good. Give me one second.
Can you hear?
See if this picks up. Let me just turn up the Bluetooth. Maybe that'll fix up better. Go to internal speakers. Sorry, I just can't get my speakers working. I don't know where they are.
Settings. Speakers.
All right, you hear me?
We hear you now.
Now I hear you. Okay, good. There we go, finally.
All right, so this is Israel Max. He's the treasurer of Terracom Inc. He's also, as described in the application, he's the CEO of Maxiptel, which has purchased 49% of the company with the intent to purchase the additional 51% of the company upon FCC approval of the petition.
And Israel, can you spell your last name for me, please?
M-A-X, Max.
Thank you. Okay, go right ahead.
Israel, can you state your name and title for the...
Oh, Israel Max. You can hear me, right? So it's Israel Max, and I'm the treasurer of Terracom.
Can you give a little background on both Terracom and Maxip and yourself?
So I've been in telecom industry since 1985, working with Maxip since 2005. Maxip's been a CLEC 2006, I believe. Maxip's been doing we've been doing hosted PBX and selling mobile and landline services. And in recent years have gotten involved further within the ACP and the EBB space. Maxip has grown approximately 1.4 million subscribers. Terracom is the lifeline portion of we try to bring together with Maxip so that we can continue to grow and help our clients make sure that they get the best of what is out there for them.
How many subscribers did you say Maxip has?
Approximately, Ben, you could probably tell me the exact number.
As of October 1st, we had over 1.3 million subscribers. As of November 1st, not October. As of November 1st, we had over 1.3 million subscribers.
Okay.
And just to add to Israel's point, we have combined our efforts between Maxip and Terracom to provide both ACP and Lifeline services to as many constituents and states as possible. We've done an incredible job of growing the company on the ACP side. And we have a very aggressive strategy to grow the company on a lifeline side. And that is why we are here with this application to provide these services in North Dakota. We already have customers in the ECP side, and we're looking forward to selling Lifeline as well.
How many of those 1.3 million are in North Dakota?
We have all time have had right around 1,100 customers in North Dakota. But we find North Dakota to be a sizable opportunity for us. We've done some research into different states and areas that we'd like to continue to grow in. On the ACP side, the national average is about a 40% penetration rate. In North Dakota, it's only about 14%. On the Lifeline side, the national average is about 19%, and the penetration rate in North Dakota is about 11%. So we see a lot of opportunity in North Dakota, and we're not sure if there's enough ETC providers that are really focusing on your constituents.
Okay. You can just keep rolling with whatever you want to present.
Yeah, Israel, can you Can you describe how you're going to market and what your strategy is going to be specifically in North Dakota to reach the unserved market there?
So currently we market right now through means of direct marketing. We work with people. We go down to events, planned events, working with schools, working with seniors, working with individuals with disabilities. We target areas where we know that we can best meet people face-to-face and where they will best be served by understanding the program and become a customer of ours for not just, you know, onboard them, but be an onboarded customer and understand what they're being getting involved in and how to use what we offer them. We do have people on the street who will meet with them. We do have an online person as well, but most of our clients are really marketed through direct marketing and affiliates. So we also market through some of the local stores and through right now, I believe, in the Dollar General and other places that would best market for our clientele.
I have a question. This is Commissioner Haugen Huffert. So when you talk about marketing face-to-face, how long do you anticipate being in the state of North Dakota, and will you set up office here?
Ben, you might be able to answer that question better.
Yeah, sure. You know, working with our different marketing teams, it's usually more strategic appearances, right, around events, around a bigger B2B partnership that we do. We are not planning on opening an office immediately. That was not current plans, but it would be to direct sales teams to areas that we find are underserved or there's real opportunity. Having both deal to sell both ACP and Lifeline is attractive to our marketers as they can offer both services to the customers there. So I would say it would be consistent flow of people in and out to make sure they're selling and hitting it, all the different pockets of customers that we can find in North Dakota.
Do you have any representatives located in North Dakota presently?
We, so far, we don't have anyone based in North Dakota. We have some teams that are in the surrounding areas that have made, or that have run events in North Dakota, but there's no one that is full-time based in North Dakota, no.
Okay. I just the other. So I've never heard of telecom in the general world outside of this office prior to your application, but literally 2 days ago I saw a telecom pickup driving around town here, so just wanted to ask the question.
A pickup truck?
Yeah, there was the Ford pickup with a topper on it that said Terracom on the side of it.
So that might have been the, so I got discussing those sales teams. They could have been making a stop by, they could have been running an event there. That is very possible, but we don't have anyone that is full-time based in North Dakota.
Sure.
And just, again, a little bit more background about you know, Lifeline and Terracom. You know, we currently have licenses in over 25 states, with pending applications across the rest of them that we are trying to gain access to. We provide both tablets, phones, SIM cards, hotspots. That's our main product suite. We have four major manufacturers, and we are putting on about 200,000 new customers every month. That's been really focused on the ACP space. Terracom is looking to, again, grow the Lifeline space. ACP, we have in all 50 states nationwide access, as well as all of the territories and surrounding islands. And then the Lifeline statistics I just quoted, we've had a lot of success in those areas that we've been granted Lifeline licenses, and that's why we're super excited about the conversation today.
Lance, do you have any questions for us?
It will open up for questions from the commissioners or staff at this point and see if we can answer your questions for you.
Well, so how much research have you done into the amount of people qualifying for Lifeline in North Dakota and the amount of carriers that are already trying to serve this group of people?
I've done some pretty in-depth research into actual numbers of people who qualify. I can quote those to you if you'd like. According to what my research shows and to the publicly available information available to us, I believe there are 114,650 eligible households in North Dakota for ACP. That includes 15,882 that are already enrolled. And again, over 1,000 of those customers being MAXIC customers on the ACP side. On the Lifeline side, I see 69,433 eligible households.
How many?
With 69,433, with 7,789 already signing up, for about a conversion rate of about 11%. Again, quoting from our understanding, the nationwide average is about 19%. So I do believe that North Dakota right now is being underserved. I don't have exact statistics about who else is offering it there, but I can confidently say that they are not meeting up to the national averages that we're seeing across the country. So I'm not sure they are providing enough support and attention to the constituents to sign them all up for this incredible program.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is just an observation without anything specific to back it up. It seems like in 10 and a half years on the commission here, we approve one carrier after another that's going to come in and finally take care of all these Lifeline potential customers. I couldn't even begin to guess how many we've approved over the years. And frankly, from other statistics we get, it doesn't seem to me like there would be that many as what you're quoting that should be eligible based on income numbers I see and such, but I'll take your word for it. But at the end of the day, year after year goes by and we approve these, and I suppose they pick up a few customers, but frankly, I'm not seeing that many people then actually carry it through and serve a lot of the Lifeline customers that are where I know a lot of them are, because frankly, in many cases, the service isn't that good there, and so they're unable to provide it, I assume, because it seems like we always have this, you know, this group of unserved people yet. No matter how many of you we welcome in with ETC status. And so just what makes you different than all the others? Because the description of your direct marketing campaign, which sounds to me like what we discussed at length a number of years ago when we gave our human services division some authority to kind of oversee how these were going, but at the time it was often described, and it was a different situation. It was in those days described as the Obama phones getting sold out of car trunks. And we always continue to have this group of unserved people. So now tell me what makes you different than the numerous other ETCs we've approved that describe essentially the same marketing plan and doesn't seem to ever solve the problem.
So I'll give you a little insight into MAXIP. So some things that MAXIP have done right now nationwide in part of the process, we believe we want to hold on to the client. We don't want a deep attrition rate. We want to serve the client with the internet service, and we want to serve the client with the content that the internet can provide. And so, bless you. So we've gone to the point right now where we're actually putting in all the nursing homes in the United States. We're giving out tablets to every resident. We have the ability in most states, from ACP point of view, we have every state for the landline side as well. But we're giving them a tablet, and on those tablets, we're putting on a software that they approve, which basically helps them to reach their families and to remind them when to take their medications and what to do and how to do it. And they're all approved by these homes. We've signed up right now several thousand homes that are being deployed with devices for every resident to have them. We're going to reach within your location as well to those customers. We're not just handing devices out that are going to just give them access to internet. We're going to give them devices that can give them access to internet and give them further opportunities so that they can better themselves both in education, in healthcare, and in jobs. There are many, many different opportunities that we've noticed in MACSIP and in Terracom that really, really the people are missing. They just don't know what to do with it. And so by training and by offering them these different opportunities and by putting them within the buildings that many people are housed in, it takes it to another level. And we see that our attrition rate is very low because of that. And we're just not a company that's going to come inside and just stand and hand them a device and say, we gave it to you and you're on your own. We're going to really focus on what we can do to help the community. We just did an offering right now in Seattle where there were unhoused adolescents who could not get approved. And we made it a point to give every one of them tablets with free internet. And we also, with their permission, put on the brown button, which gave them the ability for, if they were in a drug situation, they can get out of it. And also gave them the ability to find housing and find food and shelter. So we went above and beyond with no cost to anybody or to the government because it was a place where the need is there. MACSIP is going above and beyond, and Terracom above and beyond, to fill the gap and to make sure that we can help as many people as we can. We put all our money that comes in back into the system to make sure that we can do the most with the opportunity that we have. So we believe coming into North Dakota, we're going to go in there. We're going to reach the clientele. We're going to offer them what we can. We're going to give them the opportunities that are available to them with our training, with the proper guidance from what we offer them. And we're going to make a difference. And that's our goal.
So you're nursing. Go ahead, Ben.
I just wanted to add one last point. Israel has made it a point to also buy high quality products. And I know you mentioned the Obama phones. I think where some of those products and some of those offerings fell short was people were really focused on margins. And, you know, the cheaper the phone, the more you're able to make on that device. Israel has implemented throughout our company a high standard of product and service that we offer to our customers. So it's not just a phone that barely works that you're going to, you know, get very frustrated with and throw away, but it's a high quality device that we offer full RMA and full 24/7 customer support for that really gives the customers a different experience than maybe some of the other providers that might be offering their services in your state.
So are you, I don't know if either of you have ever been to North Dakota, but are you aware that, like you mentioned Seattle as an example, and I found your nursing home example intriguing, I'll say that. But you had mentioned the Seattle situation, and, you know, I would say generally, because obviously there's exceptions to almost everything, but generally, as opposed to a lot of states where a lot of the Lifeline eligible people are in, you know, some of the most congested areas. A lot of our Lifeline eligible people are in some of the most remote areas. And how do you anticipate getting the service to these remote areas that, you know, it's one of their problems that in some cases they're just not connected?
So MACSIP has contracts with AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, where we look at the areas and try to see what we can give them and what's available from a carrier perspective behind the scenes, as well as Terracom. I mentioned both companies because the technologies that were available to us here are being brought and in connection with Terracom in the same way. We also have just signed a deal with Cablevision, where they have in the rural areas in many, many states the ability to bring home internet. And where that opportunity is available for us and their mobile, which is based on a Wi-Fi solution in those areas, we'll be able to provide services to areas that do not currently have general service through the major carriers. So we are trying to be able to service them with what is available and how we can get it there. We're really focused on what's it going to take to provide the services there, and when we can do that, what opportunities can we offer them as we go into these places? You know, the goal is to keep the client. It's not a novelty item, like Ben said. We're giving you something that's going to work. We're giving you something that gives you access to resources, and we're giving you the resources and the ability to get online and to make it happen.
And I just want to add on to Israel's point. I think your point of some of these rural areas are very hard to reach. I think the federal government has recognized that as well, with the FCC opening up, you know, areas that are harder to provide service in. There's now extra government money that's being funded to those companies. So we are strategizing and building a team on how to provide service to those more rural areas, so that, as you said, it's not, even if the service providers can't currently service it, with the government's help and funding, and with our strategic vision and our direct marketing channels, that we will be able to find those customers. We will be able to provide service to those customers and provide infrastructure that it wasn't previously there. So we're very excited about this new division that we're starting within our company, and this might be one of the perfect applications for it.
And I'm looking at your filing that was filed with us on August 22nd. On page 3, under the company overview, you mention underlying wireless networks of Tier 1 carriers, currently T-Mobile USA and AT&T. I thought, Israel, you just mentioned Verizon, too. Did I catch that right? Are you also with Verizon in North Dakota?
I mentioned Verizon because MaxSIP, in connection with bringing their services together with Terracom, we'll be able to support Verizon at that point as well. So right now, the offering is what the request was as Terracom, but MaxSIP in combining the two, now we only have 49%, and we hope to have the balance at some point brought together. But all of the opportunities and the contracts that we have in MaxSIP will be brought together with Terracom and made available to them as each one rolls forward.
Okay.
Let me go back to the iPads. You said that you're going to bring an iPad into the nursing homes, correct?
They're Android tablets.
Okay.
Currently, we're putting in Samsung, the Tab A Lights, which are a really high-end tablet.
So do you guys do all the training?
Absolutely. We bought a company called Nucleus. Nucleus is a software that's sitting on those tablets that allows for people to see their families, allows to remind them when to take their medications, allows them to have access to games and to other things that are there. It also integrates to the opportunities for telehealth and telemedicine and all that, telenutrition. All of those things we put together as a combined, at no charge, opportunity for them to have from us as a conduit, because we feel that handing somebody a tablet, obviously it's with their permission, because they have to agree that we're going to give them the access to it, because they could just have a tablet and do whatever they want. But if they agree to the terms and conditions to have the additional software, that software gives them an open method to just, for no charge, to be able to use it in the way that really we've done so much studying to help them on a day-to-day basis.
So you must have to work with the facilities quite a bit to, number one, get permission to come in. And then, I mean, all the training. I was just at a nursing facility this weekend, and one uses a computer quite proficiently. The other person I was visiting, I would have to say almost with all honesty, they've never even turned on a computer. So I could see that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to jump in on that. We also, so the software that we bought, the Nucleus software, is specifically designed for the elderly population. So think much larger buttons, a little bit more limited apps and functionality available to you. So it really is designed to focus on that elderly population and make it as easy of a technology experience as possible. But besides for that upfront training that we do, we also do continuous visits. So we have a customer support team that is visiting all of these nursing homes and providing continuous support and continuous training and education on what the tablets can do and this, what the software can do on the tablets to make their lives as best as possible, even in some of these nursing home situations.
Yeah, that was my next question that you answered, that if there's a default or whatever, what is the customer service without having a office here? But you said there's customer service reps available, and how much is the response time?
We visit the homes currently once a month. But we also train some key people in the homes. This is specifically, we're talking about the nursing homes. So there's the coordinators, there's certain people within the homes that we train them so that they can manage and work with the residents that are there. We also find that the elderly population, a lot of them are not very familiar with the tablets and what to do with them. But we do find that there are younger people going into homes for various reasons. And the younger population is getting older through time, and they will need the technology opportunities as it moves forward. We do also, as some of the studies in the home care and the healthcare places, we've noticed that people with Alzheimer's, if they play music and they play old movies, it brings back tremendous memories and does a lot of good for them. It brings them to a place where they kind of know where they are. So there are many studies and many things that we've done to see that the population getting our software and getting these tablets really helps them out. So from a general perspective, we're giving devices and we're giving internet. From another step level, we're giving devices, we're giving internet, we're giving them reasons and what they would use them for and kind of walking them through it. And in the nursing home space where they're there and they have guidance, we're training and giving proper guidance to the counselors and the social workers on how to work with them and where to best assist them. And this is just in these cases, but in many cases, like I mentioned before, we talked about the unhoused population and how we've made certain things available to them as well. Again, if they agree to have what we offer them, they'll be available for them to utilize these opportunities. It's just a little thing that we do here at Maxip and at Terracom for the people that we try to serve and keep them going.
So you talked a little bit about the, the tablets and what brand and model. What kind of equipment are you proposing to give out for Lifeline services? So what phone manufacturer and model do you have planned?
So we use a company called Dial-N. The Dial-N model is built really well. It follows all the guidelines and all the rules that ACP has. The product is not a novelty item. It's an item that works. It gives you access to the internet, because as much as people are using the phone, most people use the internet on the phone. And it does give them the ability, obviously, to make and receive phone calls. The phones that we are giving out, usually somewhere 4 over 64, 3 over 32, octa-core, good memory, with a good case that they will not drop and break. We're not interested in, we really want a customer to stick. You know, it's very important to for us to, when we invest time, resources, people to meet with people, to go to events, to participate, to take the time, we want to keep that customer. We're not looking to just sell devices and flip them out there and get them on our system and walk away. We want to give them something that they're going to use it and they're going to have it and they're not going to have to worry about it.
If I could just add to Israel, I would say 75% of our current inventory is the Dial-N product, but we do use other manufacturers as well. So we do have a consistent supply of inventory and have never had any issues with finding the right manufacturer to provide product to our consumers.
And we have a very large stock of inventory currently and have maintained that for quite a while, always making products available to everybody that's within our reach.
Okay.
Brian, did you have anything? I don't think we have any more questions. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
We look forward to working with you. We really do. We look forward to really servicing population and making a difference.
Well, maybe if you do have connections at North Dakota nursing homes that would like to work with us and provide this software and hardware, we would be more than happy to come and show them what we can do.
Yeah, and I don't have any such recommendations, and I'm going back a number of years to when my dad was in one, and they didn't allow any marketers in there for anything.
But, no solicitation.
We're not selling any products to them on these devices. We're really just giving them we work with many facilities, and what we've done in that space is really just give them a device and give them the means to be able to make life better.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
That's sort of outside of our jurisdiction here, how you would manage to navigate nursing homes in North Dakota. But I guess I do have one more question for you. And this goes back to my concern about that we just keep cranking these out, and when the next one applies, they rattle off about the same numbers of all these unserved people. And our statistics show that most of them end up with very few Lifeline customers here. And so if we approve ETC status for you on whatever date, 1 year later, what is your expectation for how many Lifeline customers you're going to have in North Dakota?
Ben, can you answer that, or I can check out?
Looking at the data, we were able to, right now, we have about 1,000 out of your current 15,000 residents signed up for ACP, are currently MaxIP subscribers, subscribe to the program through MaxIP. If we're applying similar ratios and percentages to the currently available the customers in Lifeline, easily could be 1,000 to 2,000 of Lifeline subscribers. I mean, we haven't made a major effort in North Dakota, but with a combined Lifeline ACP service, I think that we will really be able to start adding customers. And if you want a number that you want to hold us to, I would say easily we can hit that 1,000 customers by year one, and hopefully can continue to grow that year after year.
This is Sherry. With the number that you have already with no marketing, how do you think you attain those 1,100 customers?
I'm sorry, Sherry. What do you mean no marketing?
Well, I thought you said with limited marketing in North Dakota so far.
Oh, limited as in it just hasn't been a focus of our, of our sales force, right? We have direct marketing channels and direct marketing teams that are going throughout the country and selling. And North Dakota hasn't been a focus, I'd say, as of yet. But that the opportunity that we laid out and we're discussing here, it is ripe for our direct marketing teams to put more effort into going into North Dakota and signing up customers. And again, with the Lifeline as well as the ACP, it makes it a more worthwhile experience for our marketing teams and a more worthwhile experience for our company.
Do those 1,100 have those iPads?
I have to break it down for you. I don't have the 1,100 divided by tablets, phones, and SIM cards, but I can provide that data after the call if you'd like.
Thank you. Yes, I'd appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay. So I think that wraps it up. I'm not seeing anyone here in our room waving their hand at me. Are there any objections to the evidence produced here? And by the evidence, I mean both the recording. Well, I guess you didn't have any handouts for us. So the recording being used as part of the official record?
None from staff.
Lance or Ben or Israel, any objections?
No objection from the TerraCom team.
No objection from us. Thank you.
No,
Okay, so the evidence will become part of the official record upon which a decision will be made. Are there any other matters for the record? With that, this informal hearing is closed. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.